Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
It is Free for All Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic Answers apologist Trent Horn. Monday and Wednesday, we talk apologetics and theology. Friday, we talk about whatever I want to talk about. And it could be odd, strange, interesting subjects. But today, it's just me. I just want to talk about myself. Maybe that will be odd, strange, and interesting to you. But I haven't done a personal check-in in a while. And so I thought it might be nice to tell you guys, you know, sort of what's going on in life and just how things are going. So basically, there are two big things going on for me personally. There's other things going on with family. I would say family is doing very well. Laura is rocking it at homeschooling the kids. Though I think I can say whatever she revealed on Pints with Aquinas. I think she said at one point that kids can be so frustrating they can cause a homeschool mom to turn a metal water bottle into ash. Like, because I think she had a tumbler with her and Matt Frad noticed it has a few dents in it. And she's like, oh, yeah, I might have been frustrated on one of the days I was schooling the kids. So she said it, not me. But overall, I think that's been going very well. The kiddos are, two of them are in their elementary school homeschool co-op program that they do. And one of them, our youngest, our two-year-old, he just gets to enjoy days at home with mom. I love it, just like, especially when the other boys go to their co-op, and so the house is all quiet except for him. He gets to just follow her around or gets a little TV on the couch as a little treat, and he just sits there in his little two-year-old self. And I love it, and it makes me forget all of the frustration he causes when he acts like a little gremlin and sneaks around. Is it a gremlin or a gnome? It would be a gnome, I think. That's the mythical creature I'm thinking of. He's acting like a gnome who will take my things, take things around the house and hide them. He thinks it's just hilarious to take, you know, shoes or other things, put them into cabinets. And I'm always wondering, where's my stuff? Where's this? Where's that? And so things are always which way but loose. That's a movie, right? Every Way But Loose. I also didn't sleep very well last night because of my injury. That's why this is going to be more of a stream of consciousness episode. So should I talk about the injury first or the book? Good news or bad news? I'll start with good news. Good news is that I finished my latest book. By the way, my latest book, the one that's actually out in print that you can buy, When Protestants Argue Like Atheists. Definitely go and check that out if you haven't had the chance to do that yet. But the one that I sent to my editor that's still in the rough draft phase, hopefully we'll have it out this fall, spring at the latest, but fall would be amazing if we could get it out there. The original title was Confusion in the Kingdom, A Critique of Liberal Catholicism. But I might just be blunter in the title and just call it Against Liberal Catholicism. So for several years now, I have been critiquing people like Father James Martin. You have authors that frequently reappear in America Magazine or the National Catholic Reporter. These are people who don't outright dissent against church teaching. So it's not like Catholics for Choice or people who outright say the church is wrong on abortion. It's wrong on homosexuality. It needs to change. They are people like Father Martin who will say that they affirm the church's teaching on homosexuality, or others who say they affirm it on abortion. So be like someone like Father Martin who says, yeah, I affirm the church's teaching on homosexuality, but it's wrong for Catholic schools to fire a teacher when they decide to marry someone of the same sex. And, oh, that's discrimination. They don't realize that those actions create a cognitive dissonance and it in people's minds and students' minds, and it undermines the teaching. These are people who claim to affirm the teachings of the church, but what they say and do actually undermines it. That's the kind of liberal Catholicism I'm talking about. Or you have people who say, oh, well, I affirm the church's teaching on abortion, but I think abortion should be legal because we can't impose our views on others and we live in a pluralist democracy. Oh, well, do you really affirm the church's teaching about the gravity of abortion and that it's so wrong? Civil society has a duty to make it illegal, as Pope St. John Paul II pointed out in the Gospel of Life. So going through all that, it's going to cover life issues, LGBT issues, where there's a lot of confusion there, like Catholics who promote pro-LGBT pride say, oh, of course I affirm the church's teaching, but you can celebrate pride. It'll go through that. It'll also go through liberal Catholics who claim other Catholics must agree with their political views on racism, on climate change, gun violence, on these hot button political issues, where there's different ways that people could reasonably disagree about how to resolve the tensions or the social problems that are at play. Instead, they'll say, oh, well, no, if you're Catholic, you have to agree with my approach, the liberal approach to this issue or the leftist approach to this issue. So the book will go through all of that. So I've finished the book. There's just a few finishing touches that it needs, but it's ready to be edited in the rough draft phase. So keep an eye out for that. Hopefully that will come out in the fall and should have a lot of fun with that book. So that's the good news. The bad news for me is that I am just suffering more injuries. So if you listen to the podcast where I talked about Rocky, I hurt my leg when I was doing jiu-jitsu and boxing. I hurt my knee. And then a week ago, I hurt my ribs. I was just rolling with someone and things seemed fine. I got on my side. He was a big guy and ended up getting on top of me, smashing me a bit. Now my rib is just really hurting. I had it chiropractically adjusted at the beginning of the week, but it's still, I mean, it's gotten a lot better, but it's still pretty rough. So it's just hard when you're at the midway point of life. And I talked about that in last week's episode. When you're at the midway point of life, you just don't heal as fast as you used to. But I don't want to give up. I want to keep at this. At the very least, very minimal thing, I want to go to the gym and be healthy and at least practice minimal boxing. I'll even go to jiu-jitsu classes just to learn the moves and lightly roll with people, which we call flow rolling. And just, you know, you're just going to, as a strategy, you're not really going at it hard and fast. You're more, okay, if I did this, what would you do? Okay, you would do this, I would do this. And it's a way, especially if you work with a higher belt, and I love in my classes, by the way, I'm like the only white belt, which for some people, they'd be frustrated because you can't really beat anybody unless they let you beat them. But at the same time, I love that I have just unlimited access to like purple belts and black belts to show me things and to show me what I'm doing wrong and how I can get better. So even if I could just flow roll with them for the next few months, and I might have to do that because my knee is still bothering me. I went to get an MRI on it to see if there was what kind of damage it had. And I actually found a place that did MRIs if you pay them in cash. Now, MRIs, I was really hesitant to get one because they can cost like $1,500. And it's like, oh, I don't want to shell out that kind of money just for a diagnostic. But I found a place, reputable place, solid place, that does MRIs for about $300. And it's a late night special. You go to this imaging place after 8 o'clock at night. They took me at 10:30 at night to go and do the imaging. And they do it if you pay in cash for $300. Now it's behind a hospital next to a dumpster, and the MRI machine is actually made out of cardboard, but it seemed totally legit. No, I'm just kidding. This is a legitimate place. I had a reputable doctor look over the MRI, and oh, it's unfortunate. So I knew my leg was hurting. I thought maybe it could just get better on its own. I wasn't sure if it was damaged my knee like the meniscus, or maybe it's just like a bone bruise or something like that. It is a partial, it's a second grade two tear of my ACL. So anterior, what the heck does ACL stand for again? ACL ligament. It's like anterior cruciate ligament, or we call it the ACL. And I always hear about people, whenever I hear about ACL injuries, I usually hear it about like football players and high school athletes will get it. And then they have to get surgery and they're usually out for like 6 months. And I do not want to get surgery for this. So I'm exploring my options. There's a grade one, grade two, and grade three. I have the least common of all of them, grade two. It's either really minor and it'll heal on its own, grade one, or it's a complete tear and you need surgery, grade three. I have a grade two. It's a partial tear. So it's, I still have function. I mean, I feel the knee is a little bit weaker, but I can still walk. I'm not in constant pain. So it's really on the fence here of what to do with it. So I'm exploring different non-surgical options. I think I'm going to try some of them first in rehabilitation. And then ultimately, if that doesn't work, I'll make a decision if I want to do surgery or not. The non-surgical options are very minimal in their risks. So that'll probably take me another 3 months to implement those. I'll still go to class, but I'm just lightly rolling with people to not strain it. And yeah, it's just hard. I've never had an injury or a cross to bear like this. I have different crosses to bear in life. I mean, we all do. But your health is something you really don't appreciate until it's gone. I mean, that's all of us, right? We're not thankful for our health until we get better from an illness or an injury. But I just have so many thoughts about this. Like, on the one hand, I feel bad for myself, but then I say to myself, look, there are a ton of people who would switch spots with you, Trent, in a second if they could, with the injuries or illnesses that they have. So all things being equal, I'm blessed. It's hard. It sucks. But at the same time, I feel like, okay, well, God gave me something. I haven't had a kind of perpetual nagging cross to bear to offer up for as an act of redemptive suffering for other people, for something to keep me humble, to understand my utter dependence on God, to understand my age and my mortality. So it's hard too. I don't want to be limited, especially now, right now, the combination of rib hurting, knee hurting. But that's just life. That's what it's like on this side of the veil before we enter into eternity. But I'm just trying hard. So just pray for me. Pray for me to get better. But what's more important is pray for me that I can just have this as an opportunity to get closer to God and, you know, have that dependency on Him. That a lot of times we are thankful to God for our blessings, but we're not as thankful for our trials. And it's hard. Like, I'll say this now, and then 3 hours from now, I'll be like, oh, this stinks. God, why'd you have to do this to me? I'm mad about it. No, God, I'm not. You know, it's like, you go back to God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. But yeah, I love in 1 Peter chapter 5 in Scripture, it says, cast all your anxieties on Him, for He cares for you. I just love that. God, He's not your boss. He's our Father, our real, like our dad. To say, you know, we can be mad. Like, Dad, why are you doing this? You know, Dad, I love you. I understand. Thank you. Thank you for everything that you're doing for me. And just God wants us to be honest with Him in that way. So pray that I can be, and that maybe find some spiritual growth in this. I'll pray for you. I'll pray for everyone listening to the podcast today, because maybe you're dealing with a chronic injury, a chronic illness, a financial problem. I'm sure you have something that's suffering. And if your life is going absolutely perfect and amazing, maybe the suffering you're enduring is that you don't have suffering to endure. It makes you detached from others and have a hard time grasping that. It's important to have a little bit of that in your life. It reminds me of St. Paul. He prayed to God 3 times to have a thorn in his side removed. It's in his letter to the Corinthians. And people always speculate what that thorn was. Some people say it might have been an illness, could have been an eye injury. It's possible Paul had some kind of an eye ailment. One of his letters, he says, look how large handwriting I use, that his eyes might have had an eye ailment later in life. The other thing, it could have been a person giving Paul a hard time, a thorn in his side, and he asked God 3 times to remove it, and God didn't. And he said, my power is made perfect in weakness. My grace is perfected in you. My grace is perfected. My power is made perfect in weakness. That God's grace, it is enough for us. It is enough. So thank you guys so much for listening to my little update here. And yeah, I just hope that you all have a very blessed weekend.
If you like today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrentHornPodcast.com.